Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Kevin Rhodes returns to Moso in Springfield on a new tour of duty. Sarno and Cochi announce Project Rescue. The House and Senate moving to rebate middle-income taxpayers. Bears are everywhere. And Quest Diagnostic now tests for monkeypox. Welcome to Thursday, July 14 on Pioneer Valley Radio. And your Thursday weather, partly sunny, a chance of an afternoon shower or storm, a high of 85. The winds are northwest 5 to 10. Chance of rain at 30%. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 56. The winds are light and variable. The ultraviolet index is 6. The humidity, 52%. Big music news. Moso, the musicians of the Springfield Symphony, have named Maestro Kevin Rhodes, former music director of the Springfield Symphony, as the ensemble's artistic advisor. Maestro Rhodes' contract was not renewed by the SSO in 21, ending his tenure as music director at 20 years. Well, he returned to Springfield last October to conduct the full Moso ensemble in its first Symphony Hall performance, and will again, July 21, to celebrate the film music of John Williams in a program also featuring violinist Yevgeny Kutik. Moso's upcoming concert includes excerpts from John Williams' film scores, E.T., Schindler's List, Superman, Star Wars, Jurassic Park, and more. Just terrific. Some popular classics including Rossini's Overture to the Barber of Seville, Massenet's Meditation from Thais, and Stravinsky's Firebird Suite open the program. Want tickets? Well, it's a Moso benefit. The tickets are priced at $60, $45, $25, and $10, and you can get them online, SpringfieldSymphonyMusicians.com. SpringfieldSymphonyMusicians.com. Mayor Sarno, Hamden County Sheriff Nick Cochi, and many others on Temple Street are announcing a joint partnership to bring hope to individuals struggling with mental health and addiction. Project Rescue, the joint partnership between the City of Springfield and Hamden County Sheriff's Office, will collaborate with local nonprofits, a network of mental health providers, and a team of on-the-street outreach workers to provide services and intervention engagement at targeted areas of the city known for active substance use and panhandling. Springfield's sixth round of ARPA RFP funding awards total $84,000 for direct cash assistance for households in the qualified census tracts have been announced. The announcement continues to highlight Sarno administration's commitment to utilizing the City of Springfield's allocation of federal ARPA funding to provide relief and assistance to residents. Now, the initial round of 60 ARP household applications approved will each be awarded $1,400 in direct cash assistance, the most that can be awarded under federal ARPA guidelines. To date, the city has received 114 ARPA household applications that are eligible by the QCT. However, 54, or 47% of the pending household applications, are incomplete and do need to submit proof and verification of Springfield residency. Springfield has announced an executive order authorizing remote participation for members of all municipal bodies for public meetings if necessary. The order is issued to continue to promote and encourage participation in governmental meetings by members of the public and is in accordance with the regulations from the Office of the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. The order does not hinder any municipal body from holding in-person meetings whenever possible, as is recommended by the Attorney General. The order also states that members of public bodies must continue to ensure that remote participation in meetings continues and remains in compliance with the state open meeting law. Leaders in the House and Senate have made clear that they intend to move forward with a tax rebate program limited to people who earned at least $38,000 a year, but have also repeatedly pushed back against the idea that their tax relief plans exclude the state's lowest income residents. Well, progressives have cried foul, as you would think they might, as the legislature advances a bill that includes a suite of tax code changes and $250 direct payments to residents who earned between $38,000 and $100,000 last year, arguing that putting a minimum income on the rebate program ignores the needs of residents who earn less than that but are struggling to cope with skyrocketing inflation and energy costs. Bears are popping. Yes, the population of the bears is increasing exponentially. Sightings are up across the state as the bear population grows. In 1970, there were less than 100 black bears running around in Massachusetts today. Well, that's estimated to be over 4,500. So, if you see a bear in town or in your yard, leave it alone. They're likely looking for food and they'll go away back to the forest on their own. Now, if you have a doggy, keep it leashed or check your yard for bears before letting it out. Now, if you encounter one in the woods, stay calm, back away slowly. Black bears are generally not aggressive and can coexist with people if treated with respect. That means it's always Mr. or Mrs. Bear when you talk to them. Starting today, Quest Diagnostics will begin testing for monkeypox. That test is now available to healthcare providers nationwide, except for New York. Quest is also verifying CDC's orthopox virus test and plans to make it available to healthcare providers in the first half of August. Quest will offer monkeypox virus testing at the company's advanced laboratory in San Juan Capistrano, California, and can accept specimens from anywhere in the country. So anyone with a rash that should talk to their healthcare provider about whether they need to get tested, even if they don't think they had contact with someone who has monkeypox. Healthcare providers can order monkeypox virus testing from Quest as they normally would order other tests. People seeking testing for monkeypox must consult with their healthcare provider first. Now, the CDC anticipates additional commercial laboratories will come online in the coming days, and monkeypox testing capacity will continue to increase throughout the rest of this month and into August. Well, on a sunny Thursday with rain possible, that's a look around Western Mass at what's going on that could affect you and your life and in your travels and all those things. And I hope you're with us for our Friday program coming your way tomorrow up online during the day and available to you day and night on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.